The CPR News and KRCC, I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado leaders are reacting to the leaked Supreme Court documents that appears to show justices will overturn Roe v. Wade. CPR's Megan Verley has reports.
Denver Democratic Representative Diana DeGette co-chairs the House Pro-Choice Caucus. She called the draft opinion a shattering blow to the right to an abortion and said the U.S. Senate should follow the House's lead and pass a federal law to keep the procedure legal nationwide. El Paso Republican Doug Lamborn, a major abortion opponent in Congress, said if justices follow through with the leaked opinion, they will be showing courage and integrity in righting a historic wrong. Colorado law was recently changed to ensure abortion stays legal, even if Roe is overturned. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Almost two-thirds of homes lost in the Marshall Fire may have been underinsured, meaning homeowners insurance policies won't cover the full cost to rebuild. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on the newly released data from the state's Department of Insurance.
The state analysis captured data on 951 of the more than 1,000 homes lost, totaling more than $1 billion of claims. The final amount of underinsurance will depend on how much it costs homeowners to rebuild, a moving target at this stage. The average shortfall per home could be anywhere from $99,000 to $240,000. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Rain is in the forecast for the Front Range tonight through Thursday. Right now in Denver, it's 55 degrees with a few clouds. In Grand Junction, it's 68 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.